It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here for this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Not too bad. Not too bad. Brett's in with us this morning from Camblin Plumbing and Heating. You know, I've been noticing lately, you don't have much variety in your wardrobe, do you?
No, the guys all expect me to wear a work shirt.
I was going to say, uniforms tend to do that to a guy, don't they? They kind of suppress your creativeness.
You know what I'm going to be wearing that day.
Yeah. You always know what he's going to be looking
unless
like.
Unless there's a sweatshirt over top.
Well, that's very true. And it'll probably say Camblin Plumbing and Heating
yes,
on that, too.
Usually it does. Yeah.
Usually it does. Well, why don't you tell us about the shop?
With the broadest selection of fixtures and faucets, all at discount prices in the area, you need to shop Camblin Plumbing and Heating. With our showrooms and all the catalogs we can offer, you will enjoy the variety, the quality, and the prices. With Delta, Sterling, Kohler, Aquatic, Dayton, and Gerber, just to mention a few, your dream remodel can become a reality with that expert installation that Camblin Plumbing and Heating can offer. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan and get that remodel job done right at discount prices.
Thank you. Strange morning outside. Here we are in the middle of winter, and it's too warm to go to school on time this morning. Go figure that one out, huh? 37 degrees outside right now here at our studios, and we have some schools in the area that are going late starts this morning due to the fog. It's actually too warm to go to class in the morning. If it were cold out, like it's supposed to be this time of the year, we wouldn't have the fog, and everybody would be fine. But
am I complaining?
Not so much, I suppose. A little tough for the rest of us to get around. Atlantic has a two-hour late start this morning. AHST has a two-hour late start this morning. The Audubon schools have just a one-hour late start this morning. A Cumberland, Oneida, and Messina schools, the Cumberland, Messina, and Oneida school districts, they'll have a two-hour late start this morning. Elkhorn, Kimbleton, a two-hour late start. Exira, also a two-hour late start this morning. Griswold has a two-hour late start. Also a two-hour late start at Riverside Schools this morning with no morning preschool there. And Walnut also has a two-hour late start for today. The Atlantic Head Start will be a late start today. So no Head Start at Head Start, huh? The Atlantic Head Start will be a two-hour late beginning time this morning. Also, Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool will not have their morning session today. And the Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool also will not have their morning session at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA for today. And also, there are, no morning exercise classes today at the Nishna Valley YMCA. And Child Watch will open up at 10 o'clock this morning. You up to date on all that stuff now? Just late starts here around the area because it's actually too warm to go to school this morning. Boy, that sounds weird, doesn't it?
It's not right.
It just doesn't sound right at all, does it? That's just kind of the way it is, though, this morning. It's just too warm to go to class. Hey, I don't know if you've heard anything about it at all, but I don't know. This coming Sunday, there's this thing coming up that a lot of people like to have a party about. It's a really big professional football game.
The Puppy Bowl?
No, not that one. It's the other one. You got the bowl part right. See, we can't say this stuff on the air for a contest and stuff because the NFL. They like to sue for stuff like that. Yeah. So you can't. You're not supposed to say those kinds of things. So we can say, like, there's a super game this weekend. That's coming up this weekend. You don't have any idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
Yeah, figured it out by now? Yeah. Well, San Francisco and Baltimore are playing. We can say the towns. We can't say their nicknames. We can say the towns on the air. Baltimore and San Francisco are playing this weekend in that really big professional championship football game that happens every year that everybody likes to get all excited about and party over and stuff. Well, we always have a little contest going on during this time, too. And we started taking entries last week. We have more time for you to do that, though. If you'd like to make your guess, you have a chance to win $150 in super cash. We can say that. Super cash. What super cash is, it's just script that we put together here. And then we'll give you a list of all the sponsors that are participating in that promotion as well. And you can spend that cash just like money with any of those sponsors, and we'll take care of the rest. The way to win is real simple. It's Baltimore and San Francisco. So what you have to do is just write down on a piece of paper, or if you're sending an email or whatever, you just write either Baltimore or San Francisco, whoever you think is going to win, and then you just put down also a number there, next to it. Just simply the number, the total number of points you think will be scored in that game. If you are the one who is correct or closest, or in the case of a tie, only one winner, in the case of a tie, wins a drawing amongst those who had the best guess, then you'll win that $150 in super cash. But you do have to get your registrations in by this Friday to be a part of that contest. So if you'd like to be a part of that, that's all you have to do. You can go to our contest and promotions page at KJAN.com also and find out more about that. So real simple, Baltimore or San Francisco, and then a number right behind it. That's it. That's all you got to do. Well, of course, your name and address and phone number and stuff, too. Always got to have that vital information, but that's all you really need to do, and maybe you can be a big winner. You can be a super winner. You can bowl them over. Just can't say it all together. Isn't it stupid? It's kind of silly. The things they've trademarked, you wouldn't believe it. You can't even say, well, there are two words you can't even say together. One is super, and the other one is, well, that day of the week that we all go to church, you can't say those two words. They've even trademarked that. Are you kidding me? They're like Disney. They've trademarked everything. I mean, seriously, how much money do you guys have to make?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. But that's the way it is. So anyway, we follow the rules that are listed out for us. So you can't say certain things. But we can say enter now, okay? Get your entries in now so you can be a part of that, right? Right? Yeah. Right?
It's the same people that fine guys for wearing their socks too low and such things.
I know. Silly, silly, silly stuff. Silly stuff. Good stuff, though. We let the cat out of the bag here about a week and a half ago, and already we're about 40% full on our trip to Branson. We have a trip to Branson, Missouri that we're sponsoring again this year, and we'll be having a good time. Are you on the bus yet?
No.
Not yet. You have to work.
I have to work, and also that's the weekend of that thing that goes on in Walnut.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
I'm in headquarters central there.
You have to help set up, help get organized.
Guard the house.
Yeah, they do. They have this big antique-y thing going on at that time, don't they? We're going to Branson, Missouri, June 11th through the 14th. That's a Tuesday through Friday this year. We talked about that about a week and a half or so ago, and like I said, we've already had a whole bunch of folks. What we do each year, too, is everybody who has gone with us in the past, we always send them out letters when we first let the lid off of that thing so that they have a chance to get a personal invitation to come back with us again. They were kind enough to go with us once, so we thought it would just be neighborly of us to go ahead and give them a personal invitation back again, and we've had a lot of those folks already come back in, but we are about 40% full on that in just a week and a half. It does fill up rather quickly. If you would like to go on that Branson trip with us, and a lot of people do typically, then make sure you get to thinking about that here pretty soon. If you need to talk with a friend or your spouse about maybe going on that trip, I know it's a little ways off, but let's face it, we're all used to planning vacations. How often do you just decide on a Sunday that, hey, honey, let's get some airline tickets and leave tomorrow and go to, you know, wherever. It's just not. That doesn't happen. You know, you always plan out your vacations and things. So I know it's a little ways off down the road, June 11th through the 14th, but we've got everything all planned out for you. Really, the only decision you have to make is whether or not you want to go, because we've got all the rest of the decisions made. We're going to stay at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center this year, and we're kind of excited about that, too, this year, the different location. It's a nice location. It's a nice facility, and it's a nice location there, too. In the past, we've stayed at a couple of other places that were a little more off the beaten path in Branson. Took a little bit extra travel time to get to certain things, but also there really wasn't anything around. When we had some downtime around the hotel, you were kind of stuck there. There really wasn't anything else you could do just within walking distance. Well, not the case with the Camden Hotel and Conference Center. The Family Funplex is right next door. The Tanger Outlet Mall is right across the street, and we have built in a little bit of free time, too, during one of those days for folks to enjoy some of those things, too. If they want to do a little shopping, if they want to do a little fun stuff, you'll find Chris and I on the go-karts. Pretty sure of that.
Yeah.
We'll be having some fun, but yeah, there'll be a little bit of downtime there too for you to enjoy a few other things, or if you just want to hang around and play cards, they're real good with taking care of us. We have complimentary breakfast every morning there. There's free cookies, cobbler, and ice cream each night, so all of that will be included. We'll enjoy several shows: the Presley's Jubilee Show, Pierce Arrow Show, Shoji Tabuchi, and the 12 Irish Tenors will all be part of our show trips this year. We've also set up a three-hour sightseeing river cruise this year. Last year we did an hour and a half little cruise. It wasn't chartered. It was just part of a regular trip, but we liked it so much we decided to do it again this year, but we're just going to do it amongst ourselves. We stole the boat for a few hours, so it'll just be us. We chartered for a three-hour sightseeing river cruise, and in addition to that, we're going to have lunch catered on board that day. The water, you're on the boat, floating around.
3 hour cruise.
Shut up. Shut up. Don't do that. You make me nervous. There won't be any little skinny guys with funny hats on there. You keep doing that. No, we'll have fun with that. We'll have lunch catered on board, and like I said, we'll have some sunshine, a little water, a boat on the water, and a little bit of drink and a little bit of food. We'll have a good time. We'll have an agricultural tour of the College of the Ozarks as well. We hope that'll be kind of fun for folks. It'll be a different look at the college, and we'll also have food at a number of different places, Montana Mike's, the Paradise Grill, the Keter Center at the College of the Ozarks is going to make lunch for us again, and then Charlie's Steak, Ribs, and Ale, all my favorite food groups right there. All together in one place, so we'll be enjoying that as well. And, of course, your deluxe motor coach transportation is included. And we'll have bottled water and snacks on the bus for you this year, too, for the trip down and the trip back. And we'll make a couple of stops along the way down and back as well, so you have a chance to get out, stretch your legs, and grab some lunch also. So make sure you get your friends together. Get your spot reserved. We have a number of folks who have already signed up. The prices are very reasonable. In fact, we offer discounted rates up until March 15th. That's the last day to get the discounted rates. It's $460 per person, double occupancy, $425 triple occupancy per person. If you want to stay four to a room, it's $410 per person. We do have a single occupancy rate as well at $580 if you'd like to do that. We need cash or check to reserve your spot. You can get a hold of Stacy here at the office. She'll get all the information she needs to get you signed up, and we'll get you ready to go. We do need full payment, though, when you do that. If you go to our contest and promotions page at KJAN, you can see kind of a quick rundown of the things we're going to do. And at the bottom of that rundown, there's a little note there that says, see full 2013 Branson itinerary. You just click on that, and you'll actually be able to see, physically see, the actual itinerary that we have put together for you. Now, if you're concerned about signing up that early, we can refund your money if something comes up, but only up through April 1st. After that, we can't do any refunds. So make sure you get to thinking about that here real quick, because as I said, as of Friday, we were about 40% full already, and that's just in the first 10 days since we opened the box on this. So get after it pretty quickly if you want to be a part of that trip. We've had some good ones with some good folks here the last few years, and we anticipate another real good one here this year. So don't miss out. Don't miss it, unless you have an antique walk right around the corner, I guess. Then you just have to deal with that.
Got to mow that yard, you know. If your yard ain't mowed, you're in trouble.
You got to take care of things. Huh? All right. Hey, tell us more about Camblin's.
If you're nervous about the heating bills, you should look into the many high-efficiency furnaces that are available. Many of the older furnaces out there in the Heartland and Atlantic areas are from 60 to 80% efficient now, and they need to be replaced. Camblin Plumbing and Heating can offer you several different models to fit your budget and needs. Also, we know that electric furnaces are contenders in the efficiency race now that the price of propane and natural gas has gotten higher. Give us a call on Atlantic at 243-1512 or at 755-3286 in the Harlan area for a free estimate. The thought of the day today, listen to this one, come from Ronald Reagan. The most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
It's just one big lie, isn't it?
That's Ronnie saying that.
Thank you very much, Brett. Appreciate that a lot. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.